This is a phase one accommodation hearing for Matthew A. Cordova. DOS ADC number is 221651. Mr. Cordova is currently serving a sentence for 15.75 years for armed robbery, second sentence 11.25 years for aggravated assault, and a third offense for 15.75 years for kidnapping. He is asking for a 9-year, 10-month sentence on these sentences. He does not have a current detainer home. All his counts are to run concurrent to each other. According to his Ames record, he does have a ticket, a violation in December 5th, which is really recent, for fighting, and he was found guilty of a major for fighting, and they also had another one in October of 17 that there was an assault on an inmate that he was found not guilty on. In 2016, he had a disobeying a verbal, which was informally resolved. In 2015, he had a disobeying a verbal too, along with one in September of 2015, where it was a major for refusing programming, and he was found guilty of that major during that period of time. This is an incident that occurred back on November 12th of 2013 at approximately 8 p.m. In Tucson, Arizona. The Tucson Police Department responded to a residence in the area of the 800 block East Holloway Drive, brought in shots fired. The victim reported that he and his co-worker were in the neighborhood to install a home security system when he heard a female lady identified as defendant Vanessa Rodriguez yell for help. He walked over to his sister, and she led him to an alleyway. As he walked around the corner, two male suspects were, who one later identified as the defendant, Matthew Cordova, confronted him with guns pointed at his head and chest. Cordova demanded his wallet and cellular phone. The victim told him to take what they wanted. After giving them the items, Mr. Cordova told the victims he had to come with them. The victim then began to resist and was thrown down on the ground. However, Mr. Cordova was yelling to kill him. Cap on, the victim reached for his gun and began shooting at him. However, the victim was able to escape without injury. Mr. Cordova was subsequently located and arrested on these charges. He was went to a jury trial. During the jury trial, he was found guilty. He was sentenced to 15.75 years for an armed robbery. He was sentenced to 11.25 years for an aggravated assault. And he was sentenced for 15.75 years for kidnapping. Upon reviewing this file, those charges that he was convicted of were to run concurrent, which means that after being convicted of those charges, he could have served an enormous amount of time. Instead, he received the sentence of the 15.75 years to 15.75 years and 11.25 years. And according to the court records, after being found guilty by a jury, those sentences were to run concurrent to each other. If those sentences were to run consecutive to each other, he would have done an additional 26 or 27 years in a charge just based on the sentence information that he has on that. Therefore, I do not feel that his sentence was excessive based on that information. Therefore, I am not supportive of moving him on to a phase two commutation hearing.
I agree. Sir, I agree.
Okay, therefore, I am going to make the motion to not pass Mr. Cordova onto a phase two commutation hearing.
Second. Agree.
This should be before you turn it off. It should be noted too that he received the presumptive sentence. The 15.75 years was the presumptive sentence, and the 11.25 years was the presumptive sentence. However, although he received the presumptive, they all still ran concurrent to each other.